There's growing evidence that kidnap victim Elizabeth Smart tried to evade her own rescue and had several opportunities to escape. Smart spent 9 months in captivity. The 15-year-old was abducted at knife point from her Salt Lake City bedroom last June. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Even at the moment of rescue, Elizabeth Smart hesitated and tried to pretend she was someone else. Officer Troy Rasmussen confronted Smart and her alleged captors Wednesday on a busy street in Sandy, Utah.
I told her I thought she was Elizabeth, and then I think one of the other officers asked her the same question, and she became, I don't want to say nervous, but visibly getting upset and saying, I know you think I'm Elizabeth Smart, but I'm not.
She was just uncomfortable the whole time.
Thou sayest that, she said, adopting the language of Brian Mitchell, the self-proclaimed prophet suspected in her abduction. Officer Rasmussen persisted as tears formed in the teenager's eyes. Even just after the kidnapping, as she hid with her assailant near her home, Smart heard her uncle call her name but didn't respond. In the 9 months since, she attended a party with Mitchell just blocks from her home. She and Mitchell and his wife were guests in an apartment down the street from police headquarters. And Smart stayed captive in San Diego even after Mitchell was jailed for 5 days on an unrelated charge. Salt Lake City Police Chief Rick Dinsey addressed this behavior at a news conference last night.
Well, there's no question that at the time of the abduction, she was in fear was fearful for a period of time. The other part of the question is whether she had compassion for them. Again, she was psychologically affected by this abduction and by this imprisonment. To say that she could walk around in a free area where she could have walked away is to say that she was affected by them psychologically. So you can draw your own conclusion there.
Earlier yesterday, Elizabeth's father, Ed, told reporters he believed his daughter had been brainwashed and that she feared for her life. The alleged kidnapper is described as a religious fanatic, a self-proclaimed polygamist who believed he was God. He and his wife and Elizabeth dressed in white robes. The women also wore veils. Smart's response to her captivity doesn't surprise Yanya Lalich, a sociologist at California State University at Chico, who studies cults and cultish behavior.
I think that what happens is over time, people, as a survival mechanism, if nothing else, begin to adapt to whatever reality or whatever social system they are in. We don't know what kind of psychological pressures or manipulations he may have been using on her, what kind of threats. I think that when you get into a situation where you've kind of become part of this system, you might make choices that to people on the outside look completely crazy or irrational. But for you, as the person within that system, you have made the choice that's necessary for your survival.
Police hope to learn more about Brian Mitchell's system when they find a so-called manifesto he apparently produced. They've been told it exists, and they're searching for it now. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.